With you this morning. Amen. Thank you for the living word of God.
Amen.
We pray you would speak to every one of us.
Amen.
Thank you for gathering us here into your name.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for your presence with us.
Amen.
Lord, we tell you we really love you.
Amen.
We love to be here with you.
Amen.
Oh, that you would be with us all the days.
Amen.
Continually in our Christian life.
Amen.
Lord, bless our fellowship this morning.
Amen.
Open your word more to us.
Amen.
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this morning we're very happy that Flushing can be with us. I don't know how the rest of the saints feel, but I have been missing you. So we're happy you're here. And because so many are here who need translation, we will do the simultaneous translation this morning. We need the blending of all the languages, of all the ages, age groups, the younger with the older. Even within the same language, there are different ethnicities. And we need the blending of all the ethnicities. Praise the Lord for the blending this morning. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You got it?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you're on. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we're coming to chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians this morning. And I have been enjoying Corinthians very much. I hope you all have been enjoying Corinthians. In this book, Paul is dealing with a lot of different problems. But one point I've been enjoying is that the way he deals with these problems is the same in every chapter.
He has
a clear vision of Christ and the church. And he realizes all these problems are attacks from the enemy. They are things from the human thought and philosophy that distract us from the central vision of God's economy.
他知道这些问题都是从仇敌的攻击和我们自己人的思想和哲学而来的。
So, in coming to these things, he brings us to Christ himself and to the enjoyment of Christ and to the body of Christ.
对付这些问题的时候,他就把我们带到基督,带到对基督的享受,还带到基督的身体。
In chapter 7, we saw the last 2 weeks that the matter of marriage is touched.
在第七章那里,就
And this week we come to the matter of eating. Marriage and eating are ordained by God. And they are very necessary for our human life. Now, we all don't have to get married. But we all have to eat. If you don't eat, you die. If you don't get married, you won't die, okay? It's going to be
alright.
And in chapter 7, when Paul and these are very practical things, you know. And our brother shared with us a couple of weeks ago, they're very practical things, but Paul's heart is for the building up of the body of Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we didn't get to fellowship last week on that last portion. But I would like to cover these three verses, 17, 20, and 24. Chapter 7.
20-24节.
Yeah, let's read these together. However, as the Lord has apportioned to each one, as God has called each one, so let him walk, and so I direct in all the churches. Each one in the calling in which he was called. In what status he was called, in this let him remain with God. These are very precious verses. You know, human nature is, the grass is always greener on the other side.
照着我们人的天性啊，总是啊，草是另外一边绿。
You know, when you have this, when you don't have a job, you just have to have a job.
你没有工作了，你就想，这有工作的真好。
Then you get a job and you start complaining about this job.
你有工作了，你开始抱怨你的工作。
And you want another job.
你需要换一个工作。
And when you're single, you just can't wait to get married.
你单身的时候呢，你就等着要结婚。
And then you get married.
你结了婚呢？
And it's not so easy.
不大容易。
Sometimes you may doubt, wow, did I get the right sister or what?
有时候你会说，哎，我到底是不是选错了对象？
Well, the key is in these verses.
这个要紧的关键是在这些节节里。
In whatever situation we are in right now,
在你现在的情形里面,
we need to learn to be in that situation, in that environment with God.
我们需要留在那个身份里，与神一同留在这身份里。
And we'll be happy.
我们也会非常的喜乐。
But the purpose isn't just to be happy.
但是这个目的不是为着我们的喜乐。
Paul's goal in that chapter is so that we wouldn't be distracted from Christ and the church.
保罗的目标是我们不要被这些事情分心。
Paul was satisfied with his situation.
And
we need to learn to be satisfied in our circumstances.
我们也需要学着对我们的环境和身份满意。
How do we do that?
那我们怎么,
By exercising our spirit to stay one spirit with the Lord.
我们需要操练灵与主是一，在灵里是一。
Paul gave some examples and illustrations in that chapter. It was practical.
保罗在这章里面给我们一些例子是非常实际的。
He said, if you're single, then don't try to get married.
他举例说，如果你是单身的，你就不要努力想要结婚。
But remain single with God.
留在与神一同留在你单身的身份里。
And if you're married, don't seek to get a divorce.
如果你结婚了，不要想离婚。
Enjoy the Lord in your married life. He even touched, if your spouse is an unbeliever, it's okay. The children are sanctified. Remain in that circumstance, in that marriage with God. But if your unbelieving spouse wants to leave, let them leave.
就让他们走。
Remain in that circumstance with God.
在那一个与神留在那一个身份里。
This is a very precious principle.
这是非常宝贝的一个原则。
We need to stay in our situation wherever we are with the Lord.
我们需要不管我们在什么身份情形里与神一同留在那里。
We had a little paragraph from the life study this week.
这个星期我们
I can't say it any better, so I just want to read it to you.
我不能讲得更好，所以我就读给你听。We
need to take our circumstances from the Lord and be with Him in every kind of situation.
我们需要从主接受我们的环境，并在每一种情况中与他同在。This
requires that we exercise our spirit to practice being one spirit with the Lord.
这需要我们运用我们的灵来操练与主成为一灵。This
is also to have a life where our bodies are the members of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这也是要过一种生活，叫我们的身体成为基督的肢体。
If we touch the depths of chapter 7, we shall see that the answer to the questions about marriage consummate in the description of a person who is one with the Lord and who lives in such a way that his entire being is the Lord's dwelling place.
我们如果摸着七章的深处，就会看见关于婚姻问题的解答，总结于描述一个人与主是一，并过一种生活。
Because his body is a member of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit, he will not use it for any purpose other than that ordained by God.
因为他的身体乃是基督的肢体和圣灵的殿，他就不会为着神所命定以外的目的使用身体。
I think this phrase ordained by God is very precious.
我觉得这个神所命定这个词非常的宝贝。
It is a real blessing to live a life accepting your circumstances, your environment, your situation as something sovereignly ordained by God.
我们可以照着神所命定的接受神所替我们安排一切的环境、情形、状况。
If you have this view,
如果你有这个看见
if you have this realization, you'll be content.
如果你有这个看见，你会非常的满足。
You will be satisfied with whatever environment you find yourself in.
你会非常满意你在任何一种的情形环境里。
Paul was a pattern of this. Whether he was in prison, whether he was being beaten, he enjoyed the Lord in that situation.
保罗是这样的一个榜样，不论他在牢里或者被人鞭打。
When he was preaching the gospel, people were getting saved, the environment was wonderful, he still enjoyed the Lord in that circumstance. And that is his burden in these chapters. Then we come to chapter 8. And we come to the matter of eating. This is a very particular eating. He's talking about the eating of meat that was sacrificed to idols.
这里讲到吃这个祭过偶像的肉。
You know, in Friday night, one of the brothers mentioned this. It should be very simple, Paul. Just give us the rule, you know.
有个弟兄在星期五晚上交通的时候，他说这个保罗应该很简单嘛，就把这个规条告诉我们就好了。
Don't eat meat sacrificed to idols.
他可以说凡是祭过偶像的肉不要吃。
Or, if it's okay, tell us it's okay to eat meat sacrificed to idols.
如果可以吃，你就叫我们可以吃这个祭偶像的肉，这样就可以了。
Paul did not answer this in this realm of right or wrong.
保罗没有照这个对错这个原则来回答。
He answered it with a view of how my eating would affect other brothers.
他的回答是我的吃是会怎样影响别的弟兄姊妹
How what I do will affect your Christian life
我所做的对你的基督徒生活会有什么影响
This is very precious
这是非常宝贝
You know, Corinthians is a book on the building up of the body of Christ
哥林多林前是讲到基督身体的建造
The building is a very important part of this book
建造是这本书里面非常要紧的点。
And I enjoyed verse 1 of this chapter very much this week.
我非常享受这一章的第一节经节。
Concerning the things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge.
关于祭偶像之物，我们晓得，我们都有知识。
Knowledge puffs up.
知识叫人自高自大。
But love builds up.
唯有爱建造人
This is my burden this morning. These three words: love builds up.
这是我今天早上的负担。唯有爱建造人
We may have the knowledge. An idol is nothing.
我们可能很有知识。这个吃这个偶像算不得什么。
There's only one God.
只有一位神。
We believe in this one God.
我们相信这一位神。
We're out from Him and unto Him.
我们是由他而出，也归于他。
And this God is Christ.
这位神就是基督。
And all things are through Christ.
所有的一切都是经过基督，借着基督。
An idol is nothing.
所以这个偶像算不得什么。
But that knowledge in itself could be dangerous.
但是你这个知识。
And in this verse,
这个知识可能危险。
In this verse 1, he contrasts the knowledge with love.
在第一节里面他就把这个知识跟爱做一个对比。
This is very precious.
这是非常宝贝。
Love builds up.
爱建造人。
We may know a lot.
我们可能知道的很多。
We may understand a lot of things.
我们了解很多的事情。
Whether doctrines or teachings, it's not that they're not important.
或者教训道理，不是说这些不重要。
But those things in themselves don't build the body of Christ.
但这些东西本身并不能建造。
Love builds the body of Christ.
爱能够把基督的身体建造起来。
What is this love?
这个爱是什么爱呢?
This love is not a natural love, our own human love.
这不是天来的爱, 不是我们人的爱。
This love is God Himself.
这个爱是神自己。
This week we had 1 John chapter 4, verses 8, 16, 19, and 21, I think. Maybe we can read those.
约翰一书四章。
Let's read these verses together.
我们读这些经节,第八节,第十六节。
Amen. He who does not have love has not known God, because God is love. And we know and have believed that which is love, and he who abides in him abides in love, and God abides in him. We love because he first loved us. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. This is the love we're talking about that builds the body of Christ. It's the divine love. It's the life of God himself. God is love. And if we abide in God, if we abide in this love, and He abides in us. It is in this context, in this realm, that the body of Christ is built up. This was Paul's burden in this chapter. Let's read verse 3. This is a very good verse.
我们读第三节,这是非常宝贝的一节经节。
Amen. If anyone love, this is 1 Corinthians 8, 3, sorry.
哥林多前,林前8章3节。
Amen. If anyone loves God, this one is known by him. One of the brothers shared on Friday night on this verse. It was very precious.
有个弟兄,他这个, 周五晚上他交通到这一章,8章3节, 非常宝贝。
If anyone loves God,
若有人爱神,
this one is known by God.
神知道这个人,
this is very precious.
这非常宝贝。
You know, I think we all realize, God is omniscient. He knows everything.
神是无所不知的。
And he knows every one of us. He even knows every hair on our head is numbered, and he knows which numbers fell out this morning when you were brushing your hair. So, this verse says we have to love him for him to know us.
这一节经节却说,我们需要爱他,他才知道我们。
There are verses in Matthew, Matthew 17, I believe, where these ones were doing things in the name of the Lord and they came to meet the Lord at his coming.
在马太17章讲到,有人到主面前来,主当然知道他们。
And the Lord answered them.
In a
hard way, it's hard to understand his answer.
主回答的时候,他的答案有点不大容易了解。
I don't have that verse in front of me. We had it in the morning watch, but he said,
整个经节里有,
I never knew you.
这些人到主面前讲,他们做了这些那些,主说,我不知道你。
These were Christians.
这些还是基督徒。
These are believers.
这些是信徒。
But he says to them, he said, I did all this work in your name.
他们到主面前说,主啊,我在你的名里行了这些奇事。
And at the judgment seat of Christ, he tells them, I never knew you.
但在审判台前,主说,我不认识你。
And if you read the life study, you look in the footnote, this word new means approve of what you did.
你如果读生命读经跟注解的话呢,真的讲的我不认识你,我不知道你啊,是讲到我不批准你, 称许你。
As Christians, we may do a lot of things for the Lord. But are we following the Lord to do those things? Is He leading us to do those things?
是主带领我们,是我们跟随主做这些事情吗?
Are we one spirit with Him in taking care of that thing?
我们做这些事情的时候,是不是与主是一灵呢?
Well, this verse tells us if we love Him, we will be known by Him.
这个经节就讲到，如果我们爱他我们是他所称许的、知道的。
Loving the Lord is the most precious thing in our Christian life.
这爱主是我们基督徒生活最宝贝的。
If you love the Lord,
如果你爱主
you know we have that verse this week in Mark 12.
我们有这个马可福音十二章那里的经节。
Let's read those verses, Mark 12:29 and 30.
29节、30节。
Amen. Jesus answered, the first is, Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. To me, this verse is a big key to the Christian life.
对我来讲，这节经节啊，是我们基督徒生活的一个钥匙。
If we would wake up every morning and pray this verse back to the Lord.
如果我每天早上起来的时候呢，就把这节经节啊，你做个祷告啊，
Lord,
跟主讲。
Lord, I love you.
主啊，早上我爱你。
I love you from my whole heart.
我用我的全心来爱你。
From my whole soul.
全魂来爱你。
From my whole mind.
全心思来爱你。
And from my whole strength.
并全力爱你。
Well, if we love the Lord with our whole being,
如果我们全人的爱主,
I don't think we'll have too many problems.
我想我们问题可能没有什么问题了。
When you love someone, you care about them, you want to please them.
如果你爱一个人,你就关心他,你也关爱他。
You know, sometimes a young man falls in love with a young lady.
有一个年轻人爱上一个年轻的女子。
This young man loves sports.
这个年轻人可能很爱这个运这个体育。
And he loves to go to games and play sports.
他喜欢去看球赛。
But this young lady that he fell in love with is an art lover and loves to go to the museum.
可能他爱的这个女孩子呢，她是很爱艺术，她是常常到博物馆去。
This young man would never be caught dead in a museum.
这个男孩子不会
He wouldn't be found there. He doesn't want to go to the museum.
你在这个这个艺术馆里呢，你不会找到这个男孩子的。
But because he loves her.
但是这个男孩子因为爱这个女孩子。
And he says, "What do you want to do today?"
男孩子可能问这个女孩子。
I'd like to go to the Metropolitan Museum.
他说他要去这个纽约的这个艺术馆。
Because he loves her, he says, "Sure, let's go."
因为他爱这个女孩子，他就好吧，我们走。
He wants to please her.
因为他想要讨这个女孩子的欢喜。
And he wants to spend time with her.
他希望花时间跟这个女孩子在一起。
It's the same with the Lord.
这个跟主也是一样。
If we really love the Lord, we will want to please Him in everything.
我们如果真正爱主的话呢，我们就想要讨主的喜欢。
This was Paul's thought in chapter 7. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这是保罗在灵前第七章里面他的思想。
Our bodies
are
members of Christ.
我们的身体是基督的肢体。
And do we want to, and wherever we go, he goes.
所以我们去到哪里呢？他也跟着我们去了。
Sometimes we want to go somewhere and we know the Lord doesn't want to go there.
有时候我们呢要去一个地方，但是我们知道主不会去。
So we say, Lord, I'll see you later. I'm taking off for this place, you know.
你可能跟主讲，主，你在这边等一下，我要去那里。
You know, and then you get to that place.
然后你就去了那个地方。
All of a sudden, the Lord's presence is so strong.
突然你发现主在你里面，他很与你同在。
You went to the meeting last night. You didn't feel the Lord's presence that strong.
可能你昨天晚上来聚会了，但是你在聚会里面，你还不觉得主的同在那么强。
And now you're in Atlantic City. The Lord's presence is so strong.
结果你今天到太平洋赌场大西洋赌场。
Come on, Lord, come on. I just a few slot machines. That's all. It's just a little time, you know.
你可能跟主讲，主，你等一下，我正在拉这个机器。
You have no peace whatsoever.
但是你没有里面没有平安。
If you love the Lord, you just leave.
如果你爱主的话呢，你就会离开。
Loving the Lord solves a lot of problems.
所以爱主呢，解决我们很多的问题。
And these verses. Okay, let's come to. We read 1 John 4:21. So we don't have to read it again. But it says, he who loves God, love his brother also.
在这个约翰一书4章21节讲到爱神的也爱他的弟兄。
If you love the Lord, you will love all the brothers.
所以你如果爱主，你就爱所有的。This
is my experience.
这也是我的经历。
When you're loving the Lord, you just love all the brothers.
如果你爱主，你就爱所有的弟兄。
You love the brothers you don't even like.
你甚至爱你不喜欢的弟兄。
You know, we have preferences, right? We like this one, we like that one, but you know.
我们都有我们的偏爱，我们爱这个。
But when you enjoy the Lord, when you love the Lord with your whole heart, you just love all the brothers. They're all so dear. You know, yesterday I took some of the brothers up to the new camp.
We had a
time of blending together, praying together and before lunch, and then we had lunch together. There were brothers from every ethnicity, there were brothers from all languages, all there. And I think our experience was we just loved all of them. Because we were enjoying the Lord. We just love the brothers. This is the love of God. It's not our natural love. This is God's love for the brothers. We love each other with God's love. Which is an unconditional love. We don't judge one another when we're enjoying the Lord. This is the love that builds up the body of Christ. You know, when the Lord was on the earth before he went to the cross, that night before he went to the cross, he was with the disciples. And in John chapter 13,
在约翰福音第13章,
I think we have those verses, right, brothers?
我们这个成根经节里面也有这个,
In verse 1, it says, He loved them to the uttermost.
约翰福音13章第一节讲到他爱,
then let's read 3, 4, or no, was it? The 4, 5, and 14 and 15 together. John 13.
Yeah. Yeah. 13章第四节开始.
Ready? He rose up from supper and laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which with he was girded. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example so that you may do even as I have done to you. I mentioned this last month. This is an expression of the love of God. To wash one another's feet. And you know, in those days they wore sandals, and the environment's very dusty. No paved roads, they were dirt roads. So when they came together to eat and recline at table, they had those low tables. The feet were dirty, and the smell would frustrate their fellowship at dinner, right? Now, that's the physical situation. I'm not saying your feet smell. But the spiritual application is that we walk on this earth, we live in this world. And we may not sin today, but just by going to work, by going to school, we get dirtied from the worldly environment. Then we come together in the home meeting. or in the church
meeting.
And there's, we need to have fellowship and be built up together. But because of the worldly touch, there's a frustration to that fellowship. So we need to learn how to wash one another's feet. And that water there refers to the flowing spirit. It also refers to the washing of the water in the Word. So when we come together, we need to fellowship with each other, pray with each other. Maybe read a verse or pray read a verse together. That is the love of God to one another. That is the cleansing from all the earthly dust. That we could love one another. This is very precious. And that is Paul's burden in this chapter. You know, it's quite striking. He cared for the conscience of the weaker ones.
保罗在这一章里面呢，他很关心到这个软弱信徒的良心。
You know, in the after we've read those first three verses, after that, he talks about idols are nothing. There's only one God.
在那头三节之后，他就讲啊，这个偶像算不了什么。
And in verse 7, he says, "But this knowledge that there's only one God and the idols are nothing, that knowledge is not in all men."
他讲，人第七节讲，人不都有这等知识。
But some, being accustomed to the idol until now, eat the food as an idol sacrifice.
有人直到如今还带着拜偶像的习惯感。
And their conscience, being weak, is defiled.
就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，就受了玷污。
And we understand, we have the knowledge, it's nothing, it means nothing. But that knowledge could frustrate the weak conscience of this brother.
Verse 10.
For if anyone sees you who have knowledge reclining at table in an idol temple.
若有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席,
will not his conscience,
这人既是软弱的，他的良心岂不放胆去吃?
If he is weak, be emboldened to eat the things sacrificed to idols.
岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物?
For if the one who is weak is being destroyed by your knowledge,
因此基督为他死的那软弱弟兄也就被你的知识败坏了。
The brother because of whom Christ died.
基督为他死的这软弱弟兄就被你的知识败坏了。
And in sinning in this way against the brothers and wounding their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
十二节，你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
Therefore, if food stumbles my brother, I shall by no means eat meat forever.
所以食物若真绊跌我的弟兄，我就绝不吃肉，直到永远。
That I may not stumble my brother.
免得绊跌我的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, we need to take this in principle.
弟兄们，我们需要把这些经节的原则抓住。
We may not have the danger of going to eat in an idol's temple, right?
我们可能大家都不会去这个偶像的庙里坐席。
We may go somewhere and do something that would wound, that would damage, even destroy the brother because of his weak conscience.
但是我们去的地方所做的事情呢，可能叫这个软弱的弟兄啊。
You may say, oh, but Dennis, it's not a sin.
你会说我去要我做的这些事情不是罪。
This wasn't a sin either.
这里讲的也不是罪。
But by his doing that and this weak brother seeing it, that became the sin because he damaged that brother's conscience.
但是他做了那件事情，在这里讲到这个别人看见，那个软弱的弟兄因为看见了，他做了同样的事情，他的良心就被玷污了。
You know, the conscience is the leading part of our spirit.
良心是我们灵带头的部分。
If our conscience is wounded,
如果我们良心呢,
if our conscience is dirtied and damaged,
被玷污了,
then our fellowship with the Lord is frustrated. We can't go on.
我们呢跟主的交通呢就受了拦阻，我们就没有办法往前。
It's a serious thing to stumble your brother in this
way. 所以啊，叫弟兄们绊跌啊，是很严重的事情。
So the way to avoid this is to love the Lord your God with all your heart.
怎么解决这个问题呢？就是你要全人爱你的神。
And the way to love him is to spend more time with him.
爱他的路其实就是花时间在他面前。
Turning our heart to the Lord.
把我们的心转向,
Beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord.
观看反照主的荣光。
We are being transformed.
我们就会被变化。
The love of God is being infused into us.
神的爱呢，就分次传输到我们的里面。
And transforming us, renewing our mind.
就变化我们，也更新我们的心思。
We need more of this experience every day.
我们每天呢，都需要更多这样的经历。
To spend time with the Lord.
花时间在主的面前。
I want to give a couple of little testimonies.
我要交通我自己的几个见证。
You know, the saints have been going out in different districts with the BFA, you know, with the Bibles for America.
在不同的纽约市的区，有圣徒们呢出去，把这个圣经为美国的这个小的单子发出去。The saints
in Brooklyn met this Richard, an Italian young man. He's about 36.
弟兄们在这个布鲁克林呢遇见一位理查弟兄。 他是意大利人。And
he got his Bible, his recovery version.
他就因为这个圣经为美国，他给得到这个免费的圣经。
He was reading it, was very touched.
他就开始读这个圣经，他非常被这个主的话摸着。So
he called the brothers.
他就打电话给弟兄。And
he told them, I want to be baptized.
他打电话给弟兄说，我要受浸。So
they called us, and we made an arrangement last night.
所以昨天晚上我们就有个安排。And
they brought him, and he was baptized last night in the meeting hall.
所以他就来了，昨天晚上就在下面受浸。Praise
the Lord!
赞美主。Another
one for the body of Christ.
另外一个得救了，为着基督的身体。And
afterwards, the brother asked him, you know, how do you feel?
后来弟兄们就问他，你感觉怎么样？
And he said, I want to thank you so much, brothers.
他就说，弟兄们，我真要感谢你们。For
contacting me.
来跟我接触。And
for allowing me to come and be baptized here tonight.
能够让我来。
Said, my life has changed. And I want to thank you for introducing me to all these dear brothers and sisters. He was touched by all the saints at that baptism. And he said, I want to get to know all of them. So we need to pray for our brother Richard. His job, he works in a I think in a museum in Harlem, and he works on Sundays, but Monday nights, Tuesdays, Monday and Tuesday he's off. So we're going to try to set up a home meeting. I think this is the love of God reaching this young man. Even to make the arrangement that he could come from Brooklyn to Jamaica to be baptized last night.
甚至做了能够有这样的安排，把他从布鲁克林带到这个会所这里。And
he was touched by God's love through the saints.
他是摸到了借着圣徒所领导他神的爱。And
he wants to get to know all of you.
他就希望认识每一位弟兄姊妹。This
is marvelous.
这是非常奇妙的。This
is for the building up of the body of Christ. And then another testimony. Last night, we have saints in the Bronx.
We have
several large home meetings there. Some are Chinese speaking and some are Spanish speaking.
So
last night they decided to have a blending together of the two languages. And I think the way they did it was a Korean sister from New Jersey grew up in Mexico and speaks Chinese and Spanish.
不想他们能够相调，是因为有个姊妹啊。 她是在墨西哥长大的，是韩语的，但是她会西班牙语，她也会华语。I
texted Jen Wen and Xining this morning. How was the fellowship? Oh, it was glorious. They were so
happy. 所以她就送了个短信，问这个西宁夫妇怎么样？这个他们回答说是好得很。
Hey, the one new man. It was marvelous. Hallelujah. You know.
她说我在这里真是。 一个新人啊，真是太奇妙了。
And the brother said, "We can't wait to do this again."
啊，弟兄们都说啊，我们等不及啊，下次再来一次。
This is the love of God.
这就是神的爱。
Expressed through the saints.
啊，借着圣徒们。
In the blending of these dear ones.
啊，借着这些亲爱的圣徒们呢。
Who come from different backgrounds.
啊，有不同的背景。
They speak different languages.
啊，不同的语言。
They may not understand each other very well humanly.
可能呢。就人这一面呢、啊，他们可能彼此不那么能够沟通。
But in the spirit，
但是在灵里
，in the love of God，
在神的爱里
，they are blended together and they， the love is genuine and real。
啊，他们相调，他们那个爱是真实的。
And when we were up in the camp, the brothers gave us some of this kind of fellowship. We need more of this kind of blending, and that camp can afford us a good opportunity for that.
啊，这个弟兄们在这个。比鲁伊勒那个营区就告诉我们了，我们需要更多这样的相调。
I'd like to close with Ephesians 4:15 and 16.
我要读一下这个以弗所书四章十五节十六节。
Amen.
来结束这个句。
Let's read these verses together.
我们一起来读以弗所书四章十五节十六节。为着爱里持守着真实，我们就得以在一切事上长到他，就是元首基督里面。本于他，全身借着每一丰富供应的节，并借着每一部分一起度量而有的功用，可以联络在一起，并结合在一起，并叫身体渐渐长大，以致在爱里把自己建造起来。
Those of you who have been in the church life a number of years, these verses are probably very familiar to you.
可能弟兄姊妹在教会里面有一段时间之后呢，对这些经节应该是非常的熟悉。
In Ephesians 1 through 3, Paul gives us a very high vision of Christ and the church.
在以弗所书一章到三章，保罗给我们很高的基督与教会的意象。
And then chapters 4, 5, and 6 have become very practical. How do we reach this vision? How do we accomplish this purpose?
在四章到六章的时候呢，保罗就给我们非常实际的路，怎么样能够达到这样高的意向。
And the verses before this say we've been given gifts to the body, evangelists, apostles, prophets, shepherds, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of ministry.
在这个四章那里就讲到，主把恩赐赐给教会，使徒、伸言者、牧人、教师跟传福音者，为着成全圣徒。目的是为着执事的工作建造基督的身体。
The body of Christ has joints of supply that can perfect us.
在这个身体里面有这个有恩赐的，他们能够成全圣徒。
They are gifts to us, gifts to the body of Christ.
他们是主给教会的恩赐。
But Ephesians 4 does not say they build the body directly. It says each one part builds the body directly.
以弗所书四章没有讲这些有恩赐的直接建造教会，乃是说成全圣徒啊，照着每一肢体他所有的那个他的那一个份，他的运行，他的工作来建造基督的身体。
And yesterday morning, as in morning wise, we were pray reading this verse, and I was struck with this phrase.
昨天早晨当我们有晨更呢导读的时候，我就很被这一节经节摸到。
The operation.In the measure of each one part.
借着每一部分依其度量而有的功用。
I think I've been in the church life 35 years or so. I lost count. But anyway, I always thought this verse meant for this phrase that this operation in the measure is just simply our function.
我在教会生活里面已经35年了，我一直以为这个。就是讲到这个肢体的一个在进攻用。
All the body is being joined together and knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the function of the measure of each one part.
但是你讲啊，本于他元首，全身借着每一丰富供应的节，并借着每一部分依其度量而有的功用，得以联络在一起，并结合在一起，并叫身体渐渐长大。
And I think that's true.
以致在爱里把自己建造起来。
I still think that's true.
我仍然觉得我那个时候的我的观念，过去的观念是正确的。
But Paul used the word operation.
但是保罗在这里啊，他是讲到每一部分依其度量而有的功用。
And I have a very fresh appreciation of this verse.
啊，我对这一节经节呢有一个非常新的、新鲜的一个啊欣赏。
Every one of us has an environment.
我们每个人都有我们的环境。
We have our circumstances.
我们有我们的遭遇、境况。
We have our situations.
我有我们的环境。
And every day, God is operating in you in that environment.
啊，每一天呢，神就在你在那个环境的里面。在你的里面运行。
Something is going on.
有事情在运作。
The Lord wants to make His home in your heart.
主要在你的心中安家。
Maybe He wants to get your attention about something that you're not willing to talk about.
也许啊，他要你注意一些事情，可能你不大愿意跟主讲。
God is operating every day in you.
神每天都在我们的里面运行。
And after touching this verse yesterday morning, I appreciate.Every dear saint and every dear operation of what's, you know, I just feel like we need to love one another in such a deep way that whatever we're going through, we would stand with each other.
我就因为很被这节经节摸着，我就非常宝贝每一位圣徒，还有主在你们每一位圣徒里面他的运行。
We may not be able to do anything outwardly to help.
我们可能呢，在外面不能够彼此帮助什么。
Maybe doing something would damage the situation, probably.
可能我们来帮忙呢，要帮忙，可能还反而帮倒忙。
But we can pray for each other.
但是我们可以彼此代祷。
We can intercede for each other.
我们可以彼此代祷。
That this operation of God every day would be working more of Christ into your hearts.
这样在我们每个人里面的运行啊，会把基督更多的做到我们的里面。
And this is the function that comes out when we're together.
这就是啊，当我们来在一起的时候啊，这个神的运行啊，就能够显出来。
This Christ comes out when you're together with the saints.
当我们跟其他圣徒来在一起的时候呢，这个基督在我们里运行的就显出来了。
People may not know what you're going through. They don't need to know what you're going through.
可能别人不知道你在经过什么样的遭遇，别人可能也不必知道。
But the love of God that is being wrought into you in that operation.Flows out.
但是神在你里面，在那个环境里面，在里面所运行的，当我们来在一起的时候呢，就会涌流出来。
And that builds up the body of Christ.
那个就能把基督的身体建造起来。
Amen.